Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You're tuned into Spectrum on 657 AM.
That you are, my family, this afternoon. That you are indeed. Great sounds of music. Man, I can't get over, you know, how beautiful and the role of music in our lives. So my Mary has requested Hlengiwe Mhlaba. It's all coming up, my family. But right now, let's cross over to not the Christmas. I suppose, you know, it does enable Christmas. But the Passover message, and we're joined by Batle. Hello, Batle. Batle's coming through, my family, from By the Stone Zell Ministries out in Litabile. There's a whole weekend celebration in Radio Pulpit. Was visiting the church this afternoon. And in case you are in the area, in the vicinity, pop by this weekend. Apparently, it's a whole long weekend's celebration. Hey, Batle.
Okay, right now we are still in Bretz, in Litabile. We were here to fellowship at By the Stone Zell Ministry under the leadership of Pastor Mpatswe. Right now I'm with Mr. Huma. He's going to share a bit about the message of today. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Sisi Nyabonga. I greet you all, Radio Pulpit listeners. Ubabu Huma, I'm resided here in Litabile. Sikhonza la Litabile by the Stone Zell Ministries la Litabile. Today I'm just going to share with you with the last word that Jesus said, or maybe that he spoke on the cross of Calvary. When he said, "Father, in thy hands I commit my spirit." Balaleli uJesu makanikelana ngomoya wakhe kuNkulunkulu. Now there's a significance or the purpose of what he said on the cross of Calvary. The first point, masifundayo kulo vesi, the first thing that Jesus did, he confessed. He actually confessed and then he pledged his life to God. So logo kuyasibonisa ukuthi the way of salvation, it started with Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. Why am I saying this? It's because uJesu ithi iBhayibheli bambathiswe isono. So he was bearing the sins of the world. So Jesus himself, he became a sin. And before there was a separation, or before the separation of the spirit and the body could happen, uJesu, he had to pledge his life to God, because he had to be cleansed first before he can die, or he had to direct his spirit to God. Now, that is why I'm saying, or that is why I started by saying, the way of salvation started by Jesus. Now, we also looked into the book of Acts where Stephen was actually preaching the word of God, where he was preaching about Jesus. And Stephen, the Bible says, while he was preaching, there were people who did not like what he was saying. The Bible says he was dragged out of the village or out of the place where they were, and he was stoned to death. But before something so miraculously happened, and before he died, there is something that he did. The Bible says he looked up and said, "Jesus, receive my spirit." Jesus Christ on the cross, he said, "Lord, I commend my spirit. I pledge my spirit." Now, Stephen at the book of Acts, he is saying, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Mr. Huma.
You're tuned into Spectrum on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Let me tell you, my family, the year was 1992. The first time I heard the song. Was it 1990? No. Yes. You guys. Hey, yeah, no. Hey, umdum dala, man. 1992, yes. And there was a friend of mine. She was always very churchy. I mean, in 1992, we were in primary school and all of that. She was very churchy, and she used to sing all these songs. There was another one. I will serve no foreign god. I mean, but that was my first interaction with this one this afternoon. Andrew Crouch, my family, coming through. Oh, it is Jesus, 51 after 4. That is your time. And the wonderful, beautiful, awesome Enika, who did not play along with my prank earlier on this morning, is now on the line. They are out in Litlhabile. Enika, good afternoon. How are you guys doing?
Good afternoon, Ayanda. We're doing great. It's awesome. It's Easter. We're celebrating.
I can tell. You guys are having an amazing time out in the sun. But more than anything else, what powerful messages coming through, man, from the Stone Izzel Ministries out in Litlhabile. How was the day, Enika?
The day has been awesome, Ayanda. The worship was on another level. You know, as you're referring to the song that just played now. Oh, it is Jesus. And I'm looking at, I'm like, oh goodness, you don't have to play this song because it's one of my personal favorites.
Right.
So, so as you're playing it, I'm like, yes, it's all about the blood of Jesus. Today we're celebrating the death of Christ, the reconciliation. It is only through him that we reconcile back to him.
Yeah.
So we're celebrating. So the message of the day today was the emphasis on it was more on reconciliation with the family, reconciliation
sure,
with your loved
man.
Ones.
Come on.
Reconciliation with God.
Sure.
Go back to God. Go back to basics. If you have not received the Lord as your personal Savior, you need Jesus because he said it is finished on the cross. So we want to go back. We want all these things that are heavy on us, we want them to just, you know, fall off. And it is only when you go to the cross of Jesus and just put them there.
Sure, Enika, that is absolutely phenomenal, man. I mean, I'm playing all these clips and more to come. My family, 53 after 4 is your time. And we've this is the voice of one of our bosses, actually, here on radio. Enika, you will know her, my family. That is the instruction and the silent voice behind the scenes, okay? And the one that runs around when there's the stuff happening behind the scenes. And so, Enika, I mean, you know, what is the rest of the program? I understand that it's a whole a weekend celebration. What is the rest of the program looking like at Izzel Ministries?
Well, it's quite exciting. Tonight there's just a prayer, and then tomorrow there's a worship. It's actually what they call it's a festival. If I may put it that it's like a concert.
Right.
We've got a recording artist that will be coming through. In the morning, the dads, all the fathers will be going around the streets of Letlhabile, re-pleading and praying to God to reconcile the community back to God. So the fathers are taking a stand as fathers, as the heads of the house, and they are going to be demanding back and taking back what is rightfully God's, including our children that are rumoring in the street to say, come back home. We have a home, and as the fathers, as the dead, they're going there and proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yo, Enika. Tedba, Enika, you sure you don't want to give me permission to go to Litlhabile tomorrow?
Unfortunately for you, Ayanda, tomorrow we have to go to Guamchang to go and fellowship with them.
I know.
But I would have loved, because there will be dads that will also be racing, you know, just to show that,
sure,
you know, this is the race that we're running. And yes, there will be victories, awards that we'll be receiving from the Lord Jesus when we have run our race and brought it to completion, because he who has called us will see us through.
Sure. Man, Enika, this is absolute. I'm getting goosebumps. And of course, as you've already said, so tomorrow, just to run through the weekend's activities. Yesterday, we were out at the Petroport together with Bertha and Paul Putini and the team. Today, Sis Bahle and yourself are out in Litlhabile, and there's also another team out at the Rand Easter Show this afternoon. Tomorrow, we are going to be making our presence known in Soweto.
We want to be there for our family members, Ayanda, as Radio Pulpit.
Yeah.
We want them to know that we are not just a radio station somewhere on the airwaves, but we are there for the people.
Absolutely.
And we do want to commune with them. We want to fellowship with them. That's how much we love them. So Radio Pulpit is on the ground this whole Easter. We are everywhere. You'll find us at Guamchang tomorrow. You'll find us on Sunday,
yes,
Ayanda, in Secunda.
Yes.
That's where we will be. And yes, Monday again, we are going to the Rand Easter Show.
Sure.
So that we are all over.
That is absolutely phenomenal, man. Sibongile, together with the team, are out in Guamhlanga tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
We also out at the Rand Easter Show tomorrow, broadcasting live from there. And
live.
On Sunday, we're out in Secunda. We're making the circle bigger.
Wow. People exciting.
Absolutely phenomenal. Let me allow you to conclude the business of the day out in Litlhabile. Enika, thank you so much, Sissy, for coming through this afternoon. Truly appreciate and love you guys lots, and well done. And thank you so much for the amazing work.
Thank you for giving us an opportunity again. Thank you.
Fantastic, my family. That is Enika joining us. I think she's probably... Okay, look, it's Litlhabile. It's all about Litlhabile this afternoon, and we're sure we'll be bringing you the action out from Guam from the Rand Easter Show tomorrow. So please do stay tuned for that. Mam Mary, you are owning the other side of 5 o'clock. But in Tela Sildule Apa Bazalon, Maske Sildule Apa, Kesifagenjum Lilo, Kula message iti, Christ came so we could be reconciled to the Father. Who and what is that thing that needs reconciliation in your life? This afternoon, the gospel is freely available. The word of God is alive and active this afternoon. It is able to cut deeper than a double-edged sword. It is able to reveal the motives and the intentions of the heart. It is available to you right now, because the kingdom of God, because of Jesus Christ, has now come near to you, my family. 2 minutes, remember the top of the hour, no news. We're doing this music thing, man, and we're just celebrating what God has done for us in the presence of the Lord.
657 AM.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.